ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Australian town of Leeton is fast becoming a well-known destination for Pacific seasonal workers, especially those disengaged from the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme and who are seeking help. As we covered last week, Leeton in New South Wales is providing hope for seasonal workers. As Lucy Cooper reports, the town could provide a model for other rural centres.
Towns across regional and rural Australia are grappling with disengaged workers, labourers who have left companies they were recruited to work for under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility PALM scheme. Their visas are tied to their employer, so if they leave their job, their visas can be revoked. Since 2019, more than 7,000 workers have disengaged from the scheme. Many remain in Australia on bridging visas or are undocumented.
The government has largely left these workers, these people who've left the PALM scheme, who are in these really vulnerable and precarious situations. The government's completely ignored it.
Kaya Barry, an academic with Griffith University, recently co-authored a report looking into their situation.
We know that there's thousands of people out there who need support, but you know, once they're formally exited from the PALM scheme visa, it's like everybody turns a blind eye.
But there is one town wanting to change this.
You might see as you drive in, we have a sign, don't we, saying we welcome immigrants and refugees and new settlers. So they know we've got open arms.
That's George Weston. He's the mayor of Leeton Shire Council.
We've got a great heart. We have a multiculturalism organisation who go out of the way. They take them to the hospital. They look after them. They help them with filling out forms at our local library to try and get their visas organised, try and give them as much information as possible.
Home to about 9,000 people, Leeton is about 6 hours from Sydney. It's located in the Riverina region, known as the Food Bowl of New South Wales, a crucial agricultural region putting food on the plates of millions of Australians.
We can help them. We can look after them. We can use them. And Australia can use them as well.
Leeton Shire Council is a founding member of the Mayoral Alliance for the Pacific, which aims for better outcomes for PALM scheme workers and the communities they work in.
We're trying to lobby the federal government. There's DFAT and Dwyer and Home Affairs, because they're all just different silos, and we're trying to get them together and say, hey, we've got a problem here. These people are worthy people, or they've been disengaged, but how about we get them back into the workplace, you know? Can you reevaluate and look at it?
Most of the disengaged workers in Leeton have moved there through word of mouth. Seeking connection and support, Leeton welcomes them with open arms.
It makes me really proud of Leeton, the welcoming that we do. Every individual here go out the way to help people. It makes me feel really great.
And it's not just the council which is pushing for better outcomes for disengaged workers.
We get the fallout from the PALM scheme from other locations where they come to Leeton. I will give my 100% support to PALM, but I can't support something where I see the failings that I believe we can address.
Paul Matem was the mayor of Leeton for 16 years and now leads the town's multicultural support group. He's long advocated for greater support for workers under the PALM scheme who feel they have no choice but to leave.
They've said they're too frightened to speak out because they're worried that they'll be sent back home, and in some cases being told that they will go home. There'd be a huge void if suddenly they all had to go home. So if we can make it work, we can find a pathway, and we need to give them confidence that they can sit down and talk to not only people like myself, but others that we're connected to within Home Affairs and others to say, let's find a way.
He started briefing the new workers who come to Leeton under the PALM scheme. He hopes these meet and greets where he chats with them about the local sport teams and where to seek help if they're struggling will keep more workers in the scheme and reduce disengagement.
I'm just an ordinary guy, and I just feel that you can sit down and talk to these people, smile with them, help them along the way as much as you can. And I think they have that trust then. And when they have trust, they don't have fear. And if they got fear, well, obviously things don't work as we'd like to see them work.
At JBS Riverina, a beef feedlot, farm and processing facility, PALM scheme workers are a crucial part of the workforce. Inorke Knox Coloni Singer works at JBS as the PALM Support and Engagement Officer.
We believe in the workers' welfare being paramount and very important to our production as well. If the workers are looked after well outside of work, it will show on the numbers at work as well.
From Fiji and Samoa, Nock said his background helps him understand the workers better.
I know their backgrounds because I was from there and I live here as well. So if there's anyone that could help integrate them into the Australian community, that would be someone like me. Someone who lives in both worlds.
Paul Matem hopes these roles and ideas which Leeton is trying to implement will become a model for the rest of the country.
We should never, ever, ever have that a person is fearful for their job.
Report author Kaya Barry is calling on the federal government to implement reforms to keep workers in the scheme.
This has already stretched on for years for some of these people who are just off the grid, really vulnerable, in pretty horrific conditions most of the time.
A key one is mobility, allowing for workers to easily change employers in the scheme.
Mobility is the operative word. I mean, and to be mobile, you need to be able to move from one employer down the road to the next employer. If those amendments were made to the PALM scheme by the government, then that would be something which could be looked upon, I think, quite favourably.
That's Michael Pyers. He's the General Manager of Workplace Relations and Legal Affairs with the National Farmers Federation. He said it would be timely if a review into the operations of and lack of pay transparency associated with labour hire companies were to occur.
If you do nothing and if you just leave it as it is now that your visa is tied to this particular farm, then if the PALM worker is unhappy, they will disengage. They will take matters into their own hands anyway.
The chance to easily move between employers is also endorsed by the workers themselves. Wayne Levy from Solomon Islands said he would never have left the PALM scheme if he just had the opportunity to change jobs.
If I can go back to the PALM scheme, no problem. Yeah. So I enjoy the work. I want to just earn money to support my family. But the problem is that one. Yeah, there is no transparency at all when they're doing the pay and all these things.
And that's Pacific worker Wayne Levy from Solomon Islands, ending that report from Lucy Cooper, who worked with Douglas Dingwall and Catherine McLoone on that investigative report.